everybody. Welcome to another podcast here on Foresight Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden. So nice to have you along, as always, for another Coach's Corner. If we're on the corner, we got to have a partner with us. Doug Thomas is back in the house. Doug, welcome back.
How you doing, Greg? It's exciting to be here. We've had a game under our belt, and we're sitting here with three coaches and excited and ready to go.
And they didn't keep the score, but we did. And it was a win for South Forsyth. And here's the guy that directed it, the head coach here in our Coach's Corner, James Thompson. Coach, welcome back into the corner.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Great to have you along.
And you too. Good to be here.
We got a couple guests with us today. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, we got Coach Cordell and Coach Salipa.
Just like that. We're going to let them speak for themselves then, aren't we? All right.
So what we have, though, Greg, we have the mastermind behind the offense, and we have the mastermind behind the linemen on the offense and defensive side of the line, which are so key and everything. So,
well, I know we're going to get to your question here right away. I just want to mention that both those lines performed maybe a little beyond expectations. Very impressive out there at East Forsyth Friday night.
Well, when you think about it, too, and I want to get Coach Thompson's just take general on the overall game and everything. But since you mentioned that, you know, one thing that we've struggled in the past several years is play up front on both sides of the ball. The pass protection has not been good. We haven't had a good running game because of the line, and then the defense up front. We were not able to get pressure on the quarterback without blitzing, and those are all things that were completely different in this game. And I think not only I was tell you this, everybody in the stands certainly noticed it, because the feedback that I've received is, wow, this looks like a completely different team, and this is just the first scrimmage 1 week after pads. And that's where I'd like to start. When we left off in the last Coach's Corner, you were just getting ready to get into pads, and I want to make sure everybody understands that you didn't have all summer in pads to work on everything and work on tackling and all that. You have a short window. So talk about that first week in pads and really heading into the game, what your expectations were versus what you saw.
Yeah, you can't simulate game speed. And that's the biggest challenge for any coach is, you know, you can tell them it's full pads, you can tell them it's live, but it's way different when the lights go on. So it's the unknown. You don't know how our kids are going to perform, what it's going to look like. And I think, you know, as a coach, if I'm honest, I think if any coach is honest, really the fear of it being poor is really what you go into the game kind of nervous, you know, because you're just out of your control right now as the kids have to execute. So, you know, we really did overcome that. I think they outperformed my expectations. Obviously a lot to fix. You know, we haven't arrived by any means, but from all that we went through in the summer, you know, and to be able to come out there like that and look as crisp as we did, I think that's a really, really good sign for the future here. You know, and kudos to Cordell and the offense and you know, Bo Lark. Those guys have really done a good job marrying everything that we do. So, you know, whether it's a run play, it's a formation, you know, there's a pass, there's a play action off of it. And I think it gets to where it's hard to predict sometimes. And, you know, it's just really good to see that live on the field.
And then as you come back now and you guys go and you start looking at film and everything, are there things that you look at that were, hey, maybe that wasn't quite as good as we thought, but also things, okay, this is actually a little bit better than I thought it was when we were watching it live?
Yeah, it's always that way, right? Like, you always leave, you're like, man, this was a terrible game, but the film's never as bad as you think. It's never as good as you think, too. So, you know, I think I know that. I've done this long enough. I know that. We all know that. We got in here, and there is things that we got to fix. Hopefully, we've addressed some of it here the past few days. But, you know, for us to have a good team going forward, we're going to have to get better. We're going to have to continue to work. You know, Doug, you asked me about the execution of my team, and I'm all for it.
Fantastic.
Let me just drop in here real quick on that, and we're going to look at it, I think, a little bit piece by piece in just a minute. Doug has some specific questions. Just from the booth and my perception of it, it was the growth of the team throughout the game. I know you guys all saw this. A little early, there were some errant passes over the hands or not caught, several wide open receivers, but as the game progressed, we saw great footwork by the quarterback, set release. We saw good movement by the offensive line and opening some holes. The running game was effective all night. And then defensively, they stepped up. And, of course, we'll talk about the second half in just a second. But Did you get that feel, the growth of the team over the course of the game? I think it was pretty apparent.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing that stuck out, was we were able to stay consistent throughout. But again, like, you can deal with, as coaches, you can live with a missed block. If there's effort, if there's, you know, and you just get beat, you can live with that. Quarterback throwing an overthrown ball, like, I can live with that. What we need to eliminate for us to be good is the stuff that's just out of this universe. Like, what are you doing? You know, turning left when you should be right, you know, throwing the wrong read. And those were limited. I'm not saying we had a bad game with that, but we have to be perfect, I think, for us to have a chance this season. And, you know, that's something that's really been the emphasis this year so far. Or this week has been, man, just eliminate the craziness and we can live with an incomplete pass.
Yeah, the word I like to use when I look at what happened on the field Friday night was much more disciplined. I mean, and you mentioned the part is you can a missed block or a missed tackle, you can live with that because that's stuff that you can eliminate through practice and everything. But what's tough is the ones where, you know, if somebody makes a wrong move or goes in the wrong direction, if one of your linemen, you know, moves the wrong way, okay, it happens once. Now, what happens the next play, the play after that? And I can tell you, the difference to me in the team on the field Friday night versus what we had seen, honestly, in the past was you had a team here that looked like they knew where they were going. It had linemen where their footwork was in the right spot. They were moving the defenders in the right direction. Whereas in the past, that just wasn't the case. And the lack of penalties and everything is just so much improved. So hats off to all you guys, because, you know, with what you dealt with in the summer, at least now I think you're back on your field. I guess you're back on the field now, and you can start to work at things a little more. Cordell, let's talk a little about the offense. I'm telling you, exciting stuff, completely different than what we're used to. And you told us that way back when we first talked to you, that it was going to be exciting and everything. And it's you know, and it's just an offense that seemed like, you know, is your goal to keep that defense just completely off guard and unexpected to what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's kind of tit for tat, right? If you do it to me, I should be able to do it back to you, right? So the thing about this, in order to do all of this, what we're talking about, the kids have to be resilient enough to be able to attain some of this information. It's a lot to have to deal with, and it's a lot to ask for. But when you see these kids committed the way they are, the effort that they continuously give, the yes sir, no sir stuff that they say all the time, it drives me nuts they say it so much. But the kids are just really wanting to have an opportunity to be successful. And the only thing you could do is give them a chance to be successful. Like I said, it's like the San Antonio Spurs of football. Yeah. You know, that's how I see it. We have smart kids. We have kids that give a tremendous amount of effort. We don't have a bunch of LeBron James and Michael Jordans on the team, so to speak, or Randy Mosses. But the effort that they give, if they only understand from the what standpoint to the how standpoint, I think that's when we'll have a chance to really know who we and what we are. And they know what to do. It's the how factor moving forward now, right? Like the angles in which we block, to the routes that the receivers run, the reads that the quarterback has to make, to even us make calling the right plays, not the perfect play, but the right play to put them in position to be successful and keep the defense on their heels. And I thought, seeing it for the first time, it was really nice to see it. Of course, you're still coaching, you're in the matrix, yeah. You know, when mistakes are made, stuff that's easy stuff. But you just keep on going, man. You just keep on pushing, keep on striving. Offensive line did a great job. Like you guys mentioned earlier, the running game was unbelievably good. The passing game found its way as time progressed. And you got to remember, these kids, what they've gone through over the last couple of years, because it's about the kids. You know, coaches can transition. Mm-hmm. Kids are stuck in a place for 4 years.
Right.
And to see them have some form of success, it's going to take making a few mistakes and fumbling a little bit, not so much the ball, but in a sense of how they move, to where once they get their feet up under them, then they have an opportunity to really see it, appreciate it, get comfortable, and start having some success. And that's what pretty much we saw this last game.
You talk about enjoying yourself in an offense, though. We saw a bunch of different formations.
Yeah.
We saw open backfield. We saw a single set back. We saw the cluster in the slot, where you ran the ball into that cluster a lot of times. We saw the full house backfield, where the backs come off the sideline and they line up behind the quarterback who's under center. They touch fingertips, the three backs in the backfield, and run that. That was a joy to watch. So you're giving them a lot of different things to learn, but a lot of different ways to achieve.
Exactly, and that's the beautiful part. If you're trying to drive from here to California, if you get a map and you draw the lines of all the routes and interstates you can drive on, there's no one way to get there, right? But you know you're trying to get to the same destination. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make you have to defend the entire football field with every formation and every look that you could possibly get to make you think just a half a second long enough to allow us to get in a certain space to win. And I'm not embarrassed and I'm not being humble about it. It's just the realities of football. You know, this is football 101. And if you could do it in the trenches playing from the inside out, you could play in the North Pole, South Pole, East Pole, or West Pole. You know, that's how the game started, running the football. And if you can start in the inside on defense and offense, working outside, I mean, it's your guy against our guy and our system against your system. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
You know, because, you know, one thing that I love about what happened on Friday night with the running game being so big, honestly, in the past, it was here. The pass game had to be successful to set up the run, you know, with us. But now, looking at that, it looks like, you know, hopefully that's the case here, that the run can set up the pass. In your offense, how much out of 100% of what you want to implement, what percentage did you actually get to implement, try out in the game or, you know, or show off?
Not much, mm-hmm. to be honest. It's funny you say that. And Coach is sitting right here. Mm-hmm. Coach Thompson sitting right over here listening. But it's like he'll look at the script and he'll be like, we don't have any more plays. We need to put some more plays on here. Like, where are all the plays? And it's because we're finding ourselves not having to reach that far. You know, but we still have more in the bag. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have more stuff in the holster that we can shoot if we want to. It's just a matter of getting these kids comfortable doing the basic stuff properly. Mm-hmm. And I think as we evolve, we'll start pulling more things out of the hat. But football is endless.
Yeah.
It's infinite. It's like infinity, bro. It's timeless. It's on. I mean, you have a running game that we have, but yet today you have the spread offense. Mm-hmm. And we do also have that in the bag, too. So it's a bunch of stuff from the bottom to the top, and it's going to start with the running game.
Your quarterback, Will Watkins, looked like he was setting his feet a lot of times before he delivered that ball. That's something he's been working on all summer long, and I think it was very effective. The ball was a little lofty at first, mm-hmm. but he started to gather and really looked effective later in the game.
Well, you know, it's in all due respect, in the past, I know making plays never had a rhythm. Mm-hmm. Making plays was just, if it's there, I'll take it. You know, a guy may be wide open, but I'm just going to run because I can and we have to. Well, in this system, you have to understand your progressions. The O-line have to point out what they need to point out on defense, make the calls. The receivers have to know what's coming in a sense of blocking, to running routes. And the quarterback has to go through the progressions to get it to the right guy. I always say this all the time. It's not about being perfect. It's just about being right. Mm-hmm. And if you can be right more times than not, the perfection is going to come over time. But just be right more times than not. And Will was right more times than not. There's a couple of them that were wide open that we still to this day, as of right now, still have in our mind saying, how in the heck did you miss that one? Like of all of them, right? Look at Coach shaking his head. It's like, how? But, you know, he's trying to figure it out, you know? And when you're thrust in last year when the guy got hurt and you're trying to find a rhythm to what you do and, you know, there really wasn't much, you know, to their the respect of what they were trying to accomplish. And now what we're asking them to do, to scale it in, mm-hmm. that can be a little tough on how you try to evolve and develop. But he's doing a good job of doing what we're asking, and he's getting closer and closer to what we need in order to be successful.
Talk about your running game, too, because there was plenty of names that we called out on the game cast Friday night.
Yeah, we did. We had Hammond, who did a really good job for us. We had Hood, who played both sides of the football. I mean, and when you have an offensive line that actually is running as well as they are, those two guys in the backfield, and also we forgot about Kingston. You know, he's still getting himself healthy to get ready to come back. So if we could
he didn't get in the game, did he?
He didn't get in the game.
Is he not ready yet?
Not yet. Okay. But when you have Witt out front, who's making the calls the way he is, getting everything working, it's really allowing the guys around him to move freely, and things are just developing. Big Ben, our left tackle. I mean, come on, dude. It's kind of tough to look at these bodies, even when I first got here, to say this is all you guys have been able to do leading up to that point. But now all of a sudden you have structure in place. You want it to be to where we can plug and play. We don't want it to be just featuring one guy only. We want it to be a plug and play system to where it fits every single player that's in the system offensively, especially on defense, because if we could have that continuity going back and forth, on both sides of the ball, and special teams included, because we can't forget about special teams. They call them special teams.
I think you found a kicker.
Yeah. We got a kicker. So we're in a good place. Like I said before when we had the first interview, with the coaching staff that we do have and these kids continue to push to where they are, we have a chance to be okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what okay is, but I just say okay in comparison to what it's been. You guys see more than us. We only know what we know based on what we've gotten getting here. But I think the kids, through being resilient, are doing an outstanding job of doing what we're asking them to do, and then some.
Yeah. I will say that, to add on to that comment, from the outside looking in, to just like us and fans watching, you guys have well surpassed the expectations to me of what I expected. I expected them to be in the right place and everything, but I didn't expect to see an offensive line really all moving the way they're supposed to be, all going in the same direction. And you know, when you talk about that running game, I mean, the goal is if you can get that running back through that line to that second level to linebackers, then you got running backs that can make them miss and everything. And whereas previously they were getting stopped behind the line of scrimmage or at the line. So that is such a big win. And we'll talk to Coach T in a few minutes about that. I do have one more question for Cordell before we move with the offense. When you look at Friday night, you had expectations and everything. Just name something you said, hey, here was what I felt was fantastic, but here's something that maybe frustrated you, or okay, we definitely got to work on that.
Well, for sure, the offensive line, mm-hmm. like that's where we make our money. Mm-hmm. On any offense, if you want to be successful, it's there. The frustration part, it's not really frustration, it's just corrections. Mm-hmm. You know, because the kids really didn't do anything per se wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach mentioned that earlier. It wasn't too many MEs, like mental errors. It was just more just the physical action of getting used to being in this position of being successful. And the more times you can do it over again, over and over again, to where you're being successful doing it, your confidence level goes up high. So it's just pushing the envelope and pressing to help these kids understand enough is not enough. You know, because as soon as you get it, then there's more, right? So there wasn't any disappointment. Because when I first got here, I remember mentioning it to Coach when we had our meeting and we talked. I said, I just want to see how the kids move.
Yeah.
Can the kids move? Mm-hmm. If they can move, we'll get them to the next spot. I think we have a good enough coaching staff and smart enough guys that understands how to put them in positions and play to their strengths and just keep building on those weaknesses. But I just wanted to see how they move. And in the first game, from the first crew to the second crew and even the third crew going late into the game, literally on both sides of the ball, particularly on offense, the guys move well. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the only person I think we're ready to see now is Kingston, mm-hmm. Who was a cowbell, I think, last year when he was playing.
So that fourth game when he got hurt.
Yeah, he's
a find.
But the beautiful part about that, with knowing that, and before he got hurt, how great he was, mm-hmm. we have Hammond and we also have Hood. Yeah. So we have a three-headed monster in the backfield once.
Number 10 was everywhere, by the way. I think you assigned that number pretty well.
Well, I tell you what, it's not a bad thing, man, to wear that number around. But Hud, he was always like that, to be honest. He was always like that. And for me personally, that's why he ended up getting a number, because he's that good for us. And he's from a technique standpoint, he's extremely sound, you know, and it's kind of – you get overwhelmed with seeing it all the time. I don't like to say it too much, but he really does do a very good job of what we ask him to do, considering how heavy his load is. So he wears a 10 for a good reason. I think you guys probably can agree that he wore well.
I mean, I got to admit, I like the number 10 on him. I didn't like it when it was black and gold, and it was just Bengals. It was beating my Bengals all the time. It drove me nuts. So I just want you to know that.
So you understand that, Doug. We got to be together for a long time
this
year.
Right.
So we got to hurry up and get over that. You know that, Doug.
One last question about the offense, and Doug, I'll let you take over to Coach T in the defense. But let me ask our head coach, and be honest, who called the plays Friday night?
It's a mixture. All of us did. You know, the thing was, we script it and practice it on Monday through Thursday. So the game is just kind of going through what we practiced. You know, all of us do it. It's a team. It's a coaching staff effort.
Well, that's terrific. That's the way to do it. All right.
Like, all your communication in the booth and everything, because that's the scrimmage for all that stuff, too, is making sure, because I know last year they had some problems with that, you know, with the huddle, with that system and everything. So that all the communications, everything work well?
Yep, we're great.
Fantastic. We're great. Good. All right, let's move it over to Coach T and move on to here. So, Coach T, obviously, hats off to you. Because we've heard a lot of great things about the offensive line and what that is. And the same thing happened on the defensive line. You got pressure on the quarterback, which is something that we're not used to. And so talk about what you, from the defensive side, and specifically also, you know, the linemen that you work so closely with, you know, what your thoughts are, and then what are the next steps to work and even get them better?
Well, first of all, I can't take all the credit here just because, man, I'm so grateful to be part of this staff. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that's really been impressive to me is literally it's just not me coaching this line, mm-hmm. right? On both sides of the ball. You got Coach Thompson, you got Coach Stu have seen this at many different levels. Mm-hmm. So for them to even jump in, and I welcome all of this, to jump in and say, hey, we got to fix this a little bit more. We got to do it. It's collectively we're doing this as a team, just what Coach Thompson just mentioned. But you know what? I got to give it up to these kids, man. Again, the heart of that offensive line is our center. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's Witt. And that guy is literally seeing it in action. He's seeing it even in practice, and he's making the right calls. If we don't get those calls up front, real time, and it's in his face, like our guys don't know what.
Because people don't realize that center, he has to know what every lineman is going to do because he's directing out what he sees and what's going to happen.
100%, you know, like, you know, even Coach Cordell was mentioning, you know, tit for tat, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to confuse the defense, you know, and they're doing everything they can to make sure we're not successful. So you have to have a guy up front who's not only smart, but who can get it done physically mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, we don't look the part. You know, obviously we got Big Ben on the edge over there, but man, these guys, again, they're just so resilient. You know, this whole summer, this whole, even the spring, man, we have just been working, literally putting your hands in the dirt and let's get to work.
You know, that's up front, too. And the other thing that was a big success, it seemed like, because, you know, was not getting beat on the big play, you know, the big deep balls and everything. And that was one thing that was struggled in the past is, you know, also go out and just be a guy 15 yards wide open. So a lot of work's done there. And it comes back to discipline again on, you know, focusing on the rules and what they're supposed to do and what their job is.
Before you answer that, we saw on more than one occasion just exactly what you said, the wide receiver made a move and started to slip around. And a lot of times that had gone, you know, 60 yards for six, but twice or three times Friday night, we saw that pursuit catch up with that receiver and help on the tackle and knock him out of bounds and prevent that big play. I was so impressed on that because I've seen those breakaways, you know, the last few seasons, and that was very refreshing to see our defense make the play in that regard.
Yeah, we've actually emphasized it during practice, man. Everybody to the ball. Every hat on the ball. Even on offense, if we got a big run, like the whole line, we're sprinted down. Even on the defense, everybody to the ball. So, that's if we practice it, we're going to do it.
Well, one thing, too, because, you know, if we have a photographer who takes pictures during the whole game, and the shots that you see, well, there's five or six blue helmets around. There's five or six here, five or six here. You didn't see a lot of one. You know, so it was swarming, and which is, I don't care if you miss a tackle, it's kind of tough to get through five or six people. So hats off to you guys for that, because that absolutely is, we know that's what you're working on.
Oh, definitely. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, as you look at this week now, you know, game one's, the scrimmage is behind you. Coach Thompson, is there anything different rule-wise? I know the quarterback really wasn't touched in the first game. You didn't really do live special teams.
He could have popped a couple, too, didn't he? Will had a chance slipping through those little touch tackles, but he was gone.
I think he thinks he did.
Guarantee it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is there anything different rule-wise this week?
So this week, the special teams are live. Quarterback's live. So that'll be the different part of it. I think we're still trying to rotate the younger kids in mm-hmm. in the second half. You know, the question would be, do we have the stamina going into South Cobb? And I don't think we'll get that out of the game. So that's what we're sacrificing. But I think it's important to develop a little bit more depth. So does this coach here at North Spring. So this game would be fun because, you know, at least the special teams would be turned on.
You just led into one question I was going to ask. When it comes to a scrimmage, because obviously you just had your first week with pads on and now a scrimmage. Was there very many players or anybody in particular that you went, hey, this one showed out a little much better than I thought, and maybe I have more depth at this position than I thought going into that game?
Man, that's a really good question. Yeah, you know, Witt, we mentioned Witt, but the way that he ID'd the fronts at a center and communicated across the line was well advanced from where it should be. That was a pleasant surprise, and he wasn't the only one. I mean, we talked about HUD already. I don't even want to get started because there was a lot more positive than negative in this game. But, you know, the goal for this week, North Springs is a unique offense, and it's something that we probably won't face again, maybe at Campbell, right? But so, you know, when you look at what they do and with their team coming over here, I think it's important. Our message this week is that we're playing ourselves, right? We're trying to, again, be the best version of ourselves and to just execute regardless of whether we're playing the Steelers out there or whether we're playing North Springs. Can we be the same person? And then developing consistency. So, you know, one thing that we noticed that was negative is our first play, both offense and defense, we looked, moved, alignment, assignment was unison, exactly the way it should be. But as the game progresses, you know, fatigue, pressure, those things set in and it changes your thought process. So not at the fault of the kids or anything, but that's why our practices are as intense as they are. It's intentional so that they can, you know, we're hoping that the games are easy if we can make practices tough. But developing more consistency, not just that first play, but getting our last play to look like the first play, you know, I think that's really a lifelong challenge here. It's going to be a season-long challenge for us. But, you know, we know what that is. The process is going to remain the same. It's about us going out there and just doing the same thing regardless of who we face.
You know, one thing that you just mentioned there was a word that Greg loves, and he talked about a little bit, you know, in our last coach's corner, is the intensity. And I think that is so fantastic. Like you said, you guys are trying to make practice as intense as you can to, you know, hopefully simulate that game, you know, that actual game front and everything. And it seems like that's coming to fruition for what you guys are doing in practice.
Yeah, I would hope so. Otherwise, we're just yelling at kids for no reason. No, just to point to it.
Yeah.
Before we get away from the defense, and this kind of can be answered by both you guys, but one of the things Coach told us last week was that the defense was kind of a work in progress. So address that now. If you can pick up some names, I'm just going to say, we saw a lot of kids out there. We called a lot of names. We saw a couple of sacks, a few pass breakups, you know, some really terrific movement. Are you getting a feel for who's who now, or are you just going to keep playing everybody? Because they did a great job. Shut the team out. Shut East Forsyth out in the second half. Coach Key?
Yeah. Coach Thompson just said it, man. We're still really focused on our depth right now. We still have another opportunity to do so. There's so many guys that who really can step up and get the job done. Again, it just has to do with practice and what we're seeing there and giving them opportunities when that time comes.
Yeah. You know, we didn't mention it, but I think it's worthy bringing up Luke Bronner there at inside linebacker. I mean, he really executed. He plays better than he practices. Not that he practices poor, but he's somebody that we turned on the film. We were proud of him. You know, to see that on the defensive side was great. You know, Callum, we all know what Callum can do and capable of, and he is hitting every mark that we are projecting him to hit. But really, it's those younger guys that we're trying to see, or the guys that haven't played as much. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be the next dog for us? And you know, I think I was proud of Luke's game, Luke's play.
Fantastic. You know, one thing is that is an advantage too. I used to not like it the way the schedules were all laid out. You know, region games just had moved all to the end versus mixing. But this is one time I think it, you know, it's a benefit to you guys. So while every game once the regular season starts is important, we know that. But region play is where it really means something because that's what gets you seated and gets you into the playoffs and everything. So talk about how much that is helpful, that maybe, I can't remember how there's either four or five, you know, non-region games that give you time to continue this work and focus before that first region game.
I don't know if we, you know, that's kind of a luxury to look ahead and to project like that. Like we literally, if we look beyond the kickoff of this game upcoming, we're in trouble. We're not doing our job as a staff. So, like, to ask me about a region game down the line, like, man, I mean, honestly, we're concerned with kickoff right now. Like, making sure.
I'm actually talking about that these games give you more time to prepare.
Absolutely. Okay. No doubt. But again, that goes back to our process of coaches. Like, I really don't want to even address. Right. We can't see past, you know, 6 inches in front of us right now.
Well, let's talk about the kicking game real quick now. Because your kicker was putting it on the end line just about every kick. That's like a gift, right?
He's worked hard this offseason, man. He went and got a trainer. You know, or a guy that helped him kicking, and he's been at camps, and you know, to see that guy, that kid like that, you know, get out there and perform like that's pretty cool.
Talking about Alex Santiago, of course, he also hit a field goal, it was a 35-yarder, was pretty clean.
Yeah, it was clean.
Snap hold was right. Also nice. Right. That's Doug's favorite thing.
I love the long snappers. So there you go. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, if you can't kick it if you can't snap it and hold it. So there you go. Right? You can't get that one. No, that is a big advantage, Greg. You're right. If you can kick the ball off and get it into the end zone, let's face it, in high school, as long as it crosses that goal line, you don't have to, you know, there's no return, and then there's no chance for a big play up front. Mm-hmm.
Douglas, bring us home.
All right, this is exciting. Guys, thank you very much, Coach Thompson, Cordell, Coach T. This is exciting. We know you guys are still working on a lot. You have a lot more to implement. We look forward to seeing what else comes out in the offense on this week, and even bigger strides on the offensive line and that complete defense and everything. But like I said, I love the Coach T. I love the linemen and everything, and I just love watching up front and seeing how things happen there.
Coach Cordell, last word.
Got more to come. Kids are still working. We take it one game at a time. Truthfully, I understand the region and how important it is. To win those games, but in order to get to that point, we got to take the next one up. So you're only as good as your next opportunity. Not next opportunity is the game we have coming up next.
Coach T, how about you, man?
Man, just keep working, man. We're out
day to day,
day to day, man. We're just happy to be back on this football field, and we got Lions to work with.
You got practice an hour.
There you go.
Yeah, we're
exactly.
Practicing an hour and 15 minutes, exactly. Or some 10 minutes. So,
we're good right now, man. We just gotta again take it a game at a time. We'll be all right.
And Coach Thompson, how's the field look? You got the game over here now,
man. You said, man,
ready to go?
Slip said it. Lions, we have lines. You know, we're not going sideways into bushes now.
who would ever think that that's a comment on a football team, man? We have lines, you know. That's something to know. Hats off to you, what all you guys dealt with over the summer and everything. And I know there's still more things happening. We got picture retakes coming up because the way we had to do that. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes too. But Greg, you can kick us to Friday night at.
Invite everybody to come out, Coach.
Yeah, please come out. Home debut for the kids. You know, new uniforms.
It's going to be a spectacle, new, man. New the band's going to be energy. Out there, the new uniform, the new Fly Eagles Fly helmets. It's going to be on display Friday night. So if you can't make the game, we'll have it for you live. If you can make the game, come on out. We'll record it for you this week. I promise. We got that all. We're going to. They hit the button from me. I didn't even know. Totally out of my control. But we'll get it right this time for Coach Thompson and these guys' home debut. We can't wait to bring it to you. On Friday night, 7 p.m. broadcast time, me and our new analyst, Todd Spence, will be on hand for the call for you. So make sure you tune in. 7 p.m. right here on Forsyth Sports 365. Thanks, y'all. See you then.